Hold on to your butts.
All right, everybody, hold on to your butts, because tonight we're diving into something that goes beyond the veil of what we think we know. This isn't just another story about some secret government programs. This is about Immaculate Constellation. It's a name that carries weight, mystery, and there's a chilling connection to the unseen realm. Now, what is Immaculate Constellation? Well, Immaculate Constellation is the name of this secret government program that was just leaked to Michael Schallenberger. He's a reporter, and he blew this case wide open. In fact, this whole program was discussed at the recent UFO Congress hearings. It's reportedly a classified Pentagon program hidden within the deepest layers of secrecy. Whistleblowers, insiders, and even members of Congress have hinted at its existence. At its heart, according to this document, it's a program that is dedicated to investigating technologies and phenomena that defy our understanding of reality. Advanced aerospace crafts, energy sources, and even ties to UFOs, and I'm going to add in there, fallen angel technology. But let me ask you this. If this is just about some technology, if this is just about secrecy, why are they hiding it from everybody? We know from the Bible that in the last days, knowledge will increase, but so will deception. Daniel tells us, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Sounds like today, huh? To me, it does. Could Immaculate Constellation be part of this? I think it could be. It could be a knowledge so profound that it's being used to control the narrative, or even worse, prepare the world for a great deception.
And joining me now is the chairwoman who made today happen, South Carolina Congresswoman Nancy Mace. Congresswoman, thank you for being with us. Those of us who have been following this very closely have been hearing whispers of the words Immaculate Constellation for a few months now. You went out and put it straight on the record. Why did you think that was important?
Well, it's important that if the Pentagon or other federal agencies hiding these programs that they deny from the American public, and yet we learn recently that it actually does exist, the American people ought to know the truth and the facts. There's so much that we have overclassified. You can't talk about the date of some of the alleged UAP imagery, for example. Some of the witnesses couldn't even describe what they've seen because of the way things have been overclassified. You can't talk about the budget for some of these programs because that's classified. We overclassify everything. Into what end? Does it really make America safer? I don't think so. And the American people deserve to know the truth.
It must have been very frustrating for you sitting up there and not being able to get a lot of those straight answers was for people that were watching it, too. And then you posted this very mysterious report for the public to see with alleged details about Immaculate Constellation. What is in here is wild. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but reports of F-22s getting like boxed in by flying orbs that they couldn't shake. They were satellite images or satellite image of a football field sized flying saucer hiding in clouds seen from this satellite looking down. Have you seen any of this footage or these images?
I have not seen those images or footage, but of course, we're going to want to go digging for it in a skiff right after this. But the question I asked Michael Schallenberger, the journalist who was there testifying today, was when he wrote this report about the Immaculate Constellation, was did he have more than one source and the type of sourcing he used? He had multiple sources. They had clearances. They were very credible individuals. And that's really important detail when you're bringing forth this kind of information.
Absolutely. And Congresswoman, the testimony we heard today, I mean, it was suggesting that around the time that Lou Elizondo and Chris Mellon helped get those black and white videos out in 2017, that's when this like shadow program was spun up to kind of vacuum up all the data in a way that the public would not know. The allegation, if I understand it correctly, was that it was done out of the executive branch, which would have been President Trump at the time. The president right now, the president-elect seems to be appointing some pretty heavy hitters that have been demanding UAP transparency to his cabinet, like Rubio, Ratcliffe. What do you think we're going to see next year when Trump takes office on this?
I hope that we'll have the most transparent and accountable administration in U.S. history, not just for UAPs, but across the board with every single federal agency, because the American people overwhelmingly voted for the truth and voted for transformational changes within the federal government. And that should be one of them. Transparency should be a part of that. We had great witnesses today, including the Admiral Gallaudet, who said that, you know, emails were deleted when they started talking about the UAPs that were witnessed on a ship when they were out and deployed at sea. So we learned a lot of information. We learned information that the government denies. They say there is no there. These things don't exist. But yet we learned today that there are federal employees and individuals injured by crashed craft retrieval programs and being paid by the government compensated. So you can't tell me it doesn't exist, and yet you have people who've been harmed by retrieving craft, so, and are being paid by the government for those injuries. So it doesn't add up, and we have a lot more to investigate. This is just the tip of the iceberg.
Tonight, we're going to read this 11-page document word for word. So let's read it together. Page 1, quote,
"This document is the result of a multi-year internal investigation into the subjects of Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena, UAP, Technologies of Unknown Origin, TUO, and Non-Human Intelligence, NHI. This investigation was undertaken in response to urgent and credible threats to the public good and safety of the United States of America and provided to Congress through the UAP whistleblower mechanisms established by the Fiscal Year 2023 National Defense Authorization Act and the Fiscal Year 2023 National Intelligence Authorization Act. The data consulted during this investigation and summarized in this report originate from non-public data held within the Executive Branch of the United States Government, USG. The author obtained access to this information while pursuing their lawful duties as an employee of the Department of Defense. This public version of the author's report was reviewed and approved for public release by the Department of State, Bureau of Global Public Affairs. The results of this investigation are deeply disturbing. Elements of the U.S. executive branch have conspired to prevent the U.S. legislative branch from exercising its lawful powers of governance with respect to the UAP, TUO, and NHI issues. The information provided by the author strongly suggests that the U.S. executive branch has been managing UAP-NHI issues without congressional knowledge, oversight, or authorization for some time, quite possibly decades. This criminal conspiracy keeps the elected government of the United States and its citizens ignorant to profound discoveries and dire threats originating from the existence of UAP-NHI and their technologies. Unambiguous evidence demonstrating the reality of UAP-NHI and TUO has been made available to Congress by multiple independent UAP whistleblowers. This document is but one item of evidence brought to Congress. Much more exists and hopefully will be made available. In this public version of the report, information is organized into 7 categories of evidence, including an unacknowledged special access program, USAP, Imagery Intelligence, IMINT, Human Intelligence, HUMINT, Signals Intelligence, SIGINT, USG, Bureaucratic Records, USG Historical Records, and other sensitive sources. All information in this report is derived from access to non-public information. Section 1. Unacknowledged Special Access Program. Immaculate Constellation is an unacknowledged special access program established following the public disclosure of the AATIP/AAWSAP programs by Luis Elizondo, 2017. Upon disclosure to Congress, it was determined that this USAP and its collateral information have not been lawfully reported to Congress. Immaculate Constellation's primary mission is collecting imagery intelligence on unidentified aerial phenomena, UAP and ARVRV, reproduction vehicles, utilizing tasked and untasked U.S. military intelligence resources. As part of a network of SAPs linked to non-human intelligence, NHI, and UAP technologies, Immaculate Constellation acts as a nexus for collecting, analyzing, and disseminating intelligence on the activities, capabilities, and locations of anomalous aerospace threats that originate from foreign or unidentified sources. The intelligence within the Immaculate Constellation program primarily consists of high-quality imagery intelligence and collateral measurement and signature intelligence of UAPs and ARVRVs within Earth's atmosphere. The collection platforms involved are a blend of tasked and untasked capabilities in low Earth orbit, LEO, the upper atmosphere, military and civilian aviation altitudes, and maritime environments. Immaculate Constellation pays particular attention to anomalous aerospace platforms that have been developed through the study or acquisition of technologies of unknown origin by foreign nations or unknown entities. UAP and ARVRV signatures and preferred operating areas are known to the program, enabling a degree of strategic awareness and warning. Finally, Immaculate Constellation shows that UAP and ARVRVs are operating around the globe often in close proximity to sensitive foreign assets and locations. The categorization of Immaculate Constellation as a parent USAP, with various child SAPs under its umbrella, indicates a high level of compartmentalization and secrecy. In effect, Immaculate Constellation serves as a central or parent USAP that consolidates observations of UAP and ARV activities detected by tasked and untasked collection platforms. Sophisticated internal information security controls are a major part of the Immaculate Constellation program, which enforces compartmentalization by detecting, quarantining, and transferring UAP and RV imagery collection incidents before they are circulated within the military intelligence enterprise. In conclusion, Immaculate Constellation shows that the USG is not only aware of UAPE and TUO, but also foreign state efforts to replicate UAP and TUO capabilities. The data within Immaculate Constellation reveals the capacity of the U.S. Armed Services and military intelligence community to detect, track, identify, and engage anomalous transmedium platforms. Immaculate Constellation also demonstrates the extant capability to detect, quarantine, and transfer UAP and RV collection incidents before they are observed and circulated within the military intelligence enterprise, partially explaining otherwise cleared members of the military and IC are unaware of UAP activities. Finally, the existence of Immaculate Constellation provides verifiable evidence of the witting participation by elements of the U.S. Armed Services, Defense, Civil Service, and Intelligence community in a global surveillance and reconnaissance mission tasked with monitoring UAP and ARV-RV. The USG maintains imagery intelligence IMINT databases accessible to personnel with appropriate security clearances and mission need. These databases are scattered across various organizations and services, leading to a fragmented ownership structure. This dispersion complicates the timely and comprehensive gathering of IMINT related to unidentified aerial phenomena, UAPs. Control over access to these datasets primarily reside with the military intelligence enterprise, the combatant commands, the armed services, and individual program manager. Unique imagery sensors available to the U.S. military and intelligence community, including infrared, IR forward-looking, infrared, FLIR, full motion, video FMV thermal, and still photography. The multitude of wavelength collected by these sensors have captured characteristics that are difficult or impossible to observe with the human eye alone. Subtle atmospheric effects associated with UAPs are visible through the sensors employed by the U.S. military and intelligence agencies, enabling unique analytic techniques. The verifiable chain of custody for UAP collected by U.S. military assets ensures a high level of confidence in the accuracy and integrity of the data gathered. The following examples are presented. CENTCOM. Cuboid formation of metallic orbs. On USG networks, there exists daytime FMV and daytime flyer footage of a formation of the 12 metallic orbs skimming the ocean's surface high speed before dispersing in multiple directions. The rapid and agile maneuvering of metallic orbs was incompatible with known aerospace vehicles and was between 3 to 6 meters in diameter. In the opening segment of this footage, the approximately 12 metallic orbs flew in a tight cuboid formation. The metallic orbs were in three vertical square formations of four orbs each, arranged in three-pronged configuration, creating the illusion of a cube shape at distance. All the orbs were white ho against the black cold ocean in the footage, and each sphere created a faint atmospheric distortion both around itself and as a heat shimmer contrail. The metallic orbs move in this cube formation over the ocean for some time before rapidly breaking formation as pairs. The sensor platform lost track of most of the metallic orbs as they ascended in altitude and accelerate in speed, but maintained observation of a pair of metallic orbs, continuing the original trajectory of the larger formation. CENTCOM fast mover observed transiting over sensitive facilities. On USG networks, there exists footage of a small medium oval UAP flying at high speed and low to the surface. The footage begins as routine surveillance of a sensitive coastal facility when the oval UAP rapidly comes into the frame as it flies above coastal facilities. The oval UAP then makes a rapid turn towards the ocean, where it is tracked by the collection platform. The oval UAP is tracked flying low over the open ocean at high speed before the track is lost. INDOPACOM intelligence vessels positioned to collect on reproduction vehicle. On USG networks, there exists infrared footage of and imagery of a grouping of vessels engaged in seismic and massant collection at night in a specific area of the Pacific Ocean. In this footage, which was in close proximity to the vessels, a large equilateral triangle UAP suddenly appears directly over the ships. Three bright points are seen at each bottom corner of the UAP, which is observed to slowly rotate on its horizontal axis. This rotation partially reveals a horizontal bar of sweeping lights. Intelligence analysis associated with this event specifies that the equilateral triangle is a reproduction vehicle, RV, and concludes that the vessels must have been aware of the RV's frequent use of those coordinates due to foreign prepositioning of advanced collection assets at the exact time and place. After a brief period of hovering and slowly rotating approximately 500 to 1,000 meters above the ocean, the RV suddenly disappears and the footage ends. In DOPACOM, Equilateral Triangle UAP Tails Unwitting Vessel on USG Networks, there exists infrared footage of an Equilateral Triangle UAP, approximately fighter jet-sized, hovering less than 200 meters above a vessel in the night at a location in the Pacific. Intelligence analysis associated with this event specifies that the Equilateral Triangle is an ARVRV of unknown origin. The vessel gives no signs that it is aware of the ARVRV maintaining altitude and bearing directly overhead. Two lights on the underside of the ARVRV are visible, while a third is blocked from view due to a slightly upward angle of orientation. In DOPACOM, large disk, using clouds as concealment. On USG networks, there exists OPIR footage of a large saucer-shaped UAP emerging from within a dense cloud formation. The saucer registered black hot against white cold, with atmospheric disturbances caused by the saucer-shaped UAP visible. The saucer was between 200 to 400 meters in circumference and displayed symmetrical concavities on the upper surface. The saucer-shaped UAP emerges at a shallow angle, traveling upwards towards the outer atmosphere. After breaking above the cloud cover, the saucer-shaped UAP suddenly reverses its direction, descending partially back into the cloud cover, then accelerating rapidly out of frame and partially obscured by the cloud tops. This behavior was evasive in nature and implied that the saucer-shaped UAP had become aware that it was under observation by a space-based collection platform. In DOPACOM Boomerang UAP observed by pilot and sensor suite, on USG networks there exists footage of a swept Boomerang UAP maneuvering at an uncertain altitude at a location off the eastern coast of a country. The UAP is tracked against clouds by the sensor suite of the operating craft. The UAP is observed rapidly decelerating to a stationary hover, followed by the sudden emission of a sphere of light from the junction of the two wings, which expand to partially engulf the craft in a rotating sphere of light, at which point the available footage ends. NORTHCOM Jellyfish UAP crosses U.S.-Mexico border. On USG networks, there exists footage of an irregularly shaped UAP flying across the southern border. They appeared in flare to be modeled irregularly with hot-cold emissions and approximated a jellyfish or floating brain with hanging appendages in appearance. The UAP flew against the wind with no visible means of propulsion, maintained an unnatural rigidity in its movements and flight path, and maintained a comparatively low altitude to geographic features. In appearance and behavior, footage of this UAP violating the airspace of the southern border resembled the same class of UAPs observed near DoD facilities in Iraq and Afghanistan. There exists at least one compilation video of this class of UAP sourced from DoD Force Protection Assets and Theater ISR, which uses this footage as a point of comparison. NORTHCOM Supersonic Range Fowler Intercepts USN Fighter. On USG networks, there exists footage and radar data of a supersonic UAP of uncertain characteristics conducting a head-on intercept of a USN fighter operating off the eastern seaboard. The UAP is observed emerging from a cloud bank at high speed and approaching the USN aircraft head-on, rapidly passing over the left side of the cockpit. Radar data from this approach tracks the UAP on its approach towards the craft, providing information on speed, heading, and elevation. SOUTHCOM TIC-TAC detected by space asset in proximity of vessel. On USG networks, there exists OPIR imagery and mass int of a Tic-Tac UAP transiting through an area of the Atlantic Ocean. The Tic-Tac maneuvers at an altitude at or near local cloud cover, and correlated electromagnetic signatures were collected by mass int. In the available footage, the Tic-Tac transits rapidly through the field of regard as it transits the ocean. No observed reaction is seen to come from the vessel, but its proximity in time and space to the trajectory of this UAP suggests foreknowledge of the UAP event by intelligence. Section 3. Defense. Human Intelligence. Reporting. The USG maintains a database of intelligence collected by military personnel across a plethora of topics, including UAP. These individual reports are considered raw because they have not undergone evaluation, corroboration, or contextualization into a finished analytical product by military intelligence community analysts. A significant volume of reports documenting first-hand encounters with unidentified aerial phenomena, UAPs, or unidentified flying objects, UFOs, by DoD personnel exist within defense UMINT databases. Many of these UAP reports are filed by military aviators and pilots, as well as service members trained in foreign military intelligence collection activities, and often include photographic evidence and sensor data. When aggregated, these reports reveal significant information on UAP. This section is directly informed by reviewing over 400 defense HUMINT reports on encounters with UAPs by USG personnel spanning from 1991 to 2022. It must be noted that this dataset is not exhaustive. Other HUMINT data sources exist which are omitted from this analysis. The defense dataset summarized here highlights notable trend in the reporting stream and is presented here along with specific examples. Common UAP-UFO shapes observed in defense HUMINT dataset from 1991 to 2022. The most common UAP shapes reported in this USG dataset were spheres or orbs, disks, saucers, ovals, tic-tacs, triangles, boomerangs, arrowheads, and irregular organic. The triangles, boomerangs, arrowhead shapes were by far the rarest and spheres the most common. Variations of morphology within these categories are present, smooth spheres, and spheres with protuberances, saucers without domes, and saucers with domes. Smooth ovals and ovals with surface structures, jellyfish or floating brains with appendages, and elongated triangles as well as equilateral triangles. Sphere or orb. Spheres were the most reported shape, with variations ranging from smooth featureless orbs to spheres with visible openings or appendages. These objects' prevalence suggests a possible standard in UAP design or function, capable of high maneuverability and speed. The diversity within the sphere category, spanning from simple polished appearances to more complex structures with appendages, suggests a broad range of purposes or technologies unique to the platform's mission and/or the originator. Disc or saucer. Saucer-shaped UAPs, reported with and without domes, were the second most common shape reported. Flat saucers were reported as well, these being disc-like objects without pronounced domes. Traditional biconvex UAPs are also reported in oval or tic-tac. Oval-shaped UAPs were infrequently reported within the dataset, and only after approximately 2003. These UAPs either maintained a uniform egg-like symmetry, occasionally tapered into a teardrop shape. Cylinders with convex ends, tic-tac, fall into this category, and occasionally featured visible protuberances on the top or bottom of the otherwise uniform planform. Triangle. Triangles were among the rarest UAPs reported in the data. Most of these sightings were equilateral triangles, occasionally with vertical stabilizers visible on the top of the UAP. Elongated isosceles types were also reported, occasionally with the same vertical stabilizers observed on the equilateral type. Boomerang or arrowhead. Boomerangs and arrowhead-shaped UAPs were also among the rarest reported. The boomerang UAPs exhibited bilateral symmetry with sweeping wings and a high aspect ratio. Arrowhead UAPs also showed bilateral symmetry but possessed tapered wings and a low aspect ratio. typically with highly swept leading edges, irregular or organic. Irregularly shaped UAPs, those that defy simple geometric descriptions, were among the rarest reported sightings. Shape-shifting UAPs also appear in the dataset, typically having a spherical or disc-like base form from which irregular geometries are seen to project. Floating brain or jellyfish UAPs are present as well, characterized by a central mass from which multiple arms or spars hang downward. Finally, combined shapes were also observed, including cubes within spheres, ringed saucers, and various rectangular and cuboid forms. Table 1. Sphere. Orb size. Sizes range from small objects to those several meters in diameter. Speed. Capable of stationary hovering to rapid acceleration. Speeds surpassing conventional aircraft have been noted. Signatures often lack conventional signatures such as heat trails. Electromagnetic effects on military electronics reported. Colors varied with gray metallic, grayish blue, white, white, yellow, and red, orange, red being prevalent. Surface details ranges from completely smooth and reflective to having visible protuberances, appendages, concavities, and openings. Behaviors, high maneuverability, including abrupt direction changes and the ability to hover. Often observed to fly in complex geometrical formations and to operate in tandem. Atmospheric phenomena, occasional disturbances in cloud formations and heat wave contrails have been reported. Biological effects, close observers reported feelings of unease and of electronic device malfunctions. Table 2. Disc saucer size. Generally, range from a few meters to over 20 meters in diameter. Speed exhibits capabilities for both hovering and high-speed flight, often making sudden sprints. Signatures. Radar detection varies, visual sightings more common. Some reports include a humming sound. Colors. Metallic silver or gray is common, though some have been reported as emitting light or changing color. Surface details. Variations include smooth, featureless surfaces to those with visible domes or segmented panels. Behaviors. Sudden vertical ascents, hovering, and silent operation. Some reports indicate the ability to become invisible or blend into the sky. Unique emissions. Instances of electromagnetic interference in nearby devices and vehicles. Atmospheric phenomena. Visual disturbances, such as shimmering air or sudden fog formation. Table 3. Oval, tic-tac size. Lengths typically from 6 to 40 meters, maintaining proportional width and height. Speed. High-speed travel and instant acceleration have been frequently reported with no sonic boom. Signatures. Visual identification often notes a lack of contrail. Colors. White or silver. Table 4. Triangular size. Medium to large size, ranging from F-16 to football field size. Speed. Capable of slow, precise movement as well as rapid acceleration to speeds beyond conventional aircraft. Signatures. Often reported to emit a soft, humming sound. May affect electronic devices within a certain proximity. Colors. Black or dark gray, sometimes with white lights at the corners and a central red light. Reports of twinkling stars across some surface. Surface details. Some have been described with visible surface textures, like panels or ridges, and occasionally stabilizers. Behaviors. Hovering is common, as is silent flight. The ability to suddenly vanish or accelerate rapidly is frequently reported. Unique emissions. Triangular UAPs often emit focused beams of light. Toroidal light patterns are sometimes observed to emanate from a central point, leading to rapid acceleration or disappearance. Biological effects. Long-term psychological effects, such as anxiety or insomnia, have been noted, alongside the feeling of being watched or shared awareness with the triangular UAP. Table 5. Boomerang arrowhead size. Wingspans can exceed 30 meters, especially for boomerang-shaped UAPs. Arrowheads typically range from F-16 size to slightly larger. Speed. Exhibits both gliding at low speeds and the capacity for high-speed flight. Signatures. Visual sightings often note a slow, silent flight profile. Colors, typically dark, blending with the night sky, though some reports include glowing edges or tips. Surface details. Smooth surfaces with a notable aerodynamic design. The arrowhead types show more angular features. Behaviors. Known for silent operation and the ability to execute tight turns. Unique emissions. Seen to emit a spherical ball of light from the center line. which partially envelops the UAP during maneuvers, causing electromagnetic interference with local technologies. Table 6, irregular, organic size, highly variable from small, compact forms to larger, more sprawling structures. Speed. Movements range from slow drifting to rapid acceleration, often unpredictable. Signatures. Some reports include unusual sounds or the absence of expected aerodynamic noise. Electromagnetic effects are common. Colors, often described with bioluminescent qualities or shifting colors, particularly for floating brain or jellyfish types. Surface details. Descriptions vary widely from smooth fluid-like surfaces to complex articulated structures. Behaviors. Demonstrates a wide range of behaviors from controlled maneuvering to erratic patterns of movement. Shape-shifting abilities have been reported. Biological effects. Observations include physical sensations of warmth or cold, unexplained smells, e.g. ozone, and psychological distress. Unique emissions. The floating brain or jellyfish UAPs occasionally exhibit patterned luminescence or fluctuating lights. Colors. Typically only visible in the higher end of the electromagnetic spectrum. Atmospheric phenomena. Sudden temperature drops and the appearance of clouds have been reported. Examples of defense. Human reports on UAP. Close encounter by CVN flight deck personnel. While on active duty in the Pacific, flight deck personnel working night duty experienced a close encounter with a spherical UAP of medium-large size. On-duty flight deck crew observed a small orange-red sphere maneuvering at high altitude above the CVN. Shortly after first observation, the UAP rapidly descended from high altitude to a position directly above the flight deck of the CVN, height approximately 100 to 200 yards. The UAP maintained altitude and matched speed with the underway CVN for an uncertain period. Observing personnel reported altered perceptions of time during the close encounter. The UAPs appeared to emit a soft orange-red light, which bizarrely did not illuminate the ocean or the flight deck of the CVN, despite the visual appearance of intense luminosity. The surface of the UAP was observed to be dynamic, roiling like the surface of the sun. The UAP took no reported actions during the encounter, only maintaining a close-in proximity to the CVN. After an uncertain period, the UAP suddenly shot into the air, disappearing at a point high above the CVN. Observing personnel felt as if they snapped out of a trance and sensed profound unease. The incident report concludes with noting that the CVN had not responded in any way to what was perceived as a hostile interception by the UAP. Metallic orbs. Intercept an F-22 on CONUS air surveillance and control mission. While performing a routine airspace surveillance and control mission in the Eastern Air Defense Sector, an F-22 fighter observed multiple UAP contacts at mission altitude. Moving to intercept, the F-22 pilot noted multiple metallic orbs, slightly smaller than a sedan, hovering in place. Upon vectoring towards the UAPs, a smaller formation of the metallic orbs accelerated at rapid speed towards the F-22, which was unable to establish radar locks on the presumed hostile UAPs. The F-22 broke trajectory and attempted to evade, but was intercepted and boxed in by approximately 3 to 6 UAPs. One UAP maneuvered into proximity greater than 12 meters to the area directly starboard of the cockpit. There, the UAP established a rigid spatial relationship with the F-22, maintaining its exact position and orientation parallel with the F-22's cockpit, despite multiple evasive rolls and maneuvers. Surrounded by the presumed hostile UAPs, the F-22 was forced out of the mission area under the escort of the UAP formation. Perimeter of sensitive facility breached by UAP. At a military airfield located on the eastern seaboard, ground personnel reported a lengthy, low-altitude intrusion late at night by a small spherical UAP. The UAP displayed visual signature management, appearing as a blurry sphere, around which light was distorted or bent. This effect emanated outward from the central sphere, giving the appearance of a heat haze or misty volume of distorted light. Ground personnel reported eye strain, headaches, and a feeling of unease or dread while observing this dark sphere. The UAP was first observed while slowly crossing the runway, moving in the direction of a sensitive area. Once across, the UAP hovered above a grouping of ground equipment, before floating further towards a building within the sensitive area. The UAP then floated the building before suddenly disappearing. Ground personnel were uncertain of the length of the encounter, but estimated their observation lasted between 10 to 15 minutes. Section 4. DOD Bureaucratic Records. Discrepancies found throughout the internal records of ARO and DOD interactions with Congress cast serious doubts on the integrity of the DOD's statements to the elected leaders of the United States government. Extant transcripts held by DOD leadership show a pattern of trivialization, obfuscation, and outright denial of UAP data in what were intended to be highly classified, private, and transparent conversations with appropriate congressional members. This same behavior also prevents critical members of Congress from receiving an accurate assessment of the national security risks posed by UAPs. Specific examples known to the author include denying the existence of multiple compartmented access programs, CAPs, owned by a military intelligence agency which directly related to the UAP mission, denying the existence of joint DOD/interdepartment special access programs, SAPs directly related to the UAP mission and the study of TUO, and finally, the denial of the existence of Immaculate Constellation by DOD representatives, appropriate congressional members, and their staff. Separately, additional internal records confirm the claims of Mr. Lou Elizondo regarding ATIP and OSAP mission activities and findings. Additional documents support the exceptional character and credibility of Mr. Elizondo. These non-public documents include letters of commendations, service award nominations, performance promotion reviews, archived email chains, and ATIP and OSAP program briefings, which directly corroborate the public statements of Mr. Elizondo. These records also provide additional insight into the activities of ATIP and OSAP, the evolution of the program's findings, and its interactions with senior DOD leadership. Finally, these records provide insight into highly classified and suppressed areas of scientific research and technology development derived from the study and exploitation of NHI technologies. Section 5. Restricted USG Historical Records, G/00/162-78. This serial number corresponds to an official NSA report published in 1978. The existence and content of this report was verified by accessing the appropriate intelligence archives. The substance of the report concerns scientific research in the Soviet Union on the topics of parapsychology, PSI, and biological effects of UAP on human beings. Additionally, the existence of this reporting stream demonstrates that U.S. intelligence was explicitly tasked to collect on foreign entities active in areas often relegated to the fringes of scientific research, including parapsychology and the biological effects of encounters with UAP. The fact that significant intelligence resources were dedicated to understanding and exploiting information related to UAPs and NHIs highlights a strategic commitment to understanding the full scope of UAP, NHI, and TUO. These and other classified accounts provide a rare public glimpse, reveal the contours of a secretive, decades-long competition between major terrestrial powers to collect, exploit, and field novel technologies derived from the study of UAP, NHI. Section 6. Signals, Intelligence. A substantial body of sensitive signals intelligence collected from peer and near-peer countries demonstrates foreign awareness of UAP events occurring over their sensitive military and intelligence facilities, including nuclear weapons facilities. Due to the exceptionally sensitive nature of the sources and methods involved, only general conclusions are provided here. Foreign countries are known to have observed UAPs whose signatures and behaviors correlate to those observed by the United States. These UAP events are treated by the security apparatuses of each state as serious national security threats due to UAP in proximity to sensitive military and intelligence facilities. These facilities are most often associated with aerospace defense, strategic deterrence, and military-sponsored scientific research and development. On multiple occasions, each of these nations have attempted to intercept and shoot down UAPs violating their territorial airspace and the airspace over sensitive facilities. Foreign countries have internal organizations dedicated to studying the ambiguous threat posed by UAPs, deducing scientific principles through observing UAP, and the careful managing public perceptions of the UAP issue. Section 7. Sensitive Sources, From Mouth to Ear. 6. Conclusion. the official disclosure of the existence of non-human intelligences, NHIs, and their presence on Earth is a pivotal moment in human history. The nature of this information is of such incomparable relevance to the public good that it demands to be shared. Some may object and say that disclosure at this time poses too many risks. To them, it must be said that we will never be able to predict how individuals, families, communities, and nations will react to revelations of such magnitude. Moving forward, we must guard against the lure of authoritarian solutions justified by expediency and appeals to national security. The good in humanity will always triumph through time, and it is in moments of crisis that our capacities for achieving the extraordinary are discovered. Be not afraid.
There you have it, folks. 11 pages that shake the very foundation of what we've been told about reality. Immaculate Constellations isn't just a secretive program. No, it's a glimpse into a world of knowledge and power so vast that it could only be described as fallen angel technology. That's the way I see it. I believe this comes from the days of Noah, exactly what Jesus was warning us about as it was in the days of Noah, right? This isn't just a government cover-up. No. This is about control, everybody. Control of knowledge, control of faith, and control of humanity's destiny. You see, in my opinion, we're not just dealing with technology. This is spiritual warfare, everybody. We're dealing with deception, with forces that seek to shape the course of history and the destiny of souls. Now, I want to thank you all for watching this video. Before you leave, go ahead and I want to hear your opinions about this. You know, what is Immaculate Constellation in your opinion? Do you think it's a real program? Or do you think it's just some sort of deception meant to trick us? Just put your opinion in the comment section. I'm really anxious to read and see what you guys have to say. I want to thank you all for watching this video. Until next time, God bless you all.